The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Listen, folks, more and more, we who are followers of Christ, lovers of God's word, are going to be faced with more and more difficult decisions about what we can do, will do, won't do, can't do. More and more, we're going to be required to obey what Scripture says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing." Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And I was going to begin this segment by, you know, hey, it's time for the old funny-duddy. But this is not funny. It's not comical. And I don't believe I'm being a funny-duddy. Here's my telephone number. And maybe you'll disagree with what I'm about to say. And if so, let's talk about it. 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I have said constantly for many years now, the devil lives in the extremes. One of those areas of extreme is between legalism and license. Legalism is an unbiblical extreme that says, if you do this, this, and this, you will then be holy. If you do this, this, and this, God will love you more. If you do this, this, and this, then you will make yourself more spiritual. There's nothing true about that at all. We don't become holy because of keeping a list of do's and don'ts. Well, I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to go there because I want to become holy. The fact is, because we have been declared holy and we have been called to holiness, there are a whole lot of places we should not go, places we should not visit, music we should not listen to, movies we should not watch, because we have been declared holy. Not because we would become holy if we keep this list of do's and don'ts. Well, that's legalism. The other extreme that is just as devilish, but it is probably far more appealing to evangelicals today, is license. You got legalism on one hand, and the other hand, license. God doesn't really care where you go, what you do, how you dress, what music you listen to, what vocabulary you have, what movies you watch, what TV programs you watch, who you associate with. God really doesn't care because we're saved by grace. And because we're saved by grace, we can do anything we want to do and go anywhere we want to go and associate with anybody we want to associate with because of that is an unbiblical, ungodly, devilish extreme. That's not biblical grace. The kindest thing I could say is it is cheap grace. As our world around us becomes more secular, more wicked, more evil, God's people are going to be faced with more difficult decisions, and we are going to be more and more alienated from the world around us. It's just true. Unless you just want to go along and become just like the world. Well, that is not biblical. Why am I on this little tirade? the Grammy Awards last night. Number one, I hope and pray you did not watch. Why would you? I mean, from the last several years, you know it's going to be filth, vile, sexual. You know that. That's just a given. All you had to do was watch the promos that were being on that were on TV for the last several days to know. No, as a child of God, that's not how I'm going to spend part of my evening, because number one, it doesn't pass the Philippians chapter 4 test. Now, most of you know what I mean by the Philippians 4 test. If you don't, take a look at Philippians chapter 4 and begin with whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, etc., etc. Think on these things. That's the Philippians 4 test. If it doesn't pass that test, leave it alone. Don't be a part of it. All right, anyway, well, there is no doubt that the Grammy Awards have not passed the Philippians 4 test for years. So, listen, I'm not a prude by any means. Anybody that's around me at any time, you know how much I love to have a good time. No, I'm not a prude. But I didn't have to spend 10 seconds thinking, should we watch the Grammys this year? No, not even 10 seconds. No. That would not be edifying. It would not help. And it would absolutely violate everything in Philippians chapter 4. So number one, I hope you didn't watch. If you did, I hope you turned it off. I hope you changed channels with the extremely sexually suggestive performances, costumes, and so forth. And if that didn't get you, when Satan made his appearance on the stage, I would hope that would have put you over the edge. I'm talking about the performance by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. I assume you pronounce her name Petras. Here is what Variety magazine said today. This is not Christianity Today. This is not some conservative Christian publication. This is Variety. You don't get any more secular or left-wing than Variety. Here is their headline today. Sam Smith, Kim Petras bring Satan, cages, and whips to Grammys in fiery, unholy performance. That's Variety magazine. Not some right-wing nut job Christian radio talk show host who's a Baptist preacher. No, that's Variety magazine. Can I read it to you again? Well, the shortened headline up at the top of the page, Sam Smith, Kim Petras brings Satan to Grammys in unholy performance, Dateline, Variety magazine. Variety magazine said Satan was there. Now, I've watched just a few seconds of the clip, and it is absolutely purely satanic, and it was intentionally satanic. It was almost a satanic ritual as a part of the Grammys. It was not hidden. It was not subversive. It was blatant, in your face. We are celebrating the Prince of Darkness, the devil, Lucifer, Satan himself. Now, I want to say this as kindly as I can. If you did not have the depth of Christian conviction at that point to turn off your TV or change channels, I need to pray for you. All right, I got to take a break. I need to choose my words carefully here. We'll pick up that topic when we come back. I'll try to be kind and gracious, but I'm going to tell you the truth. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
The devil has always lived in the extremes. In the early part of our country, people were burning witches at the stake. Now, here's the big problem. We found out years later, many of them were falsely accused. They were not witches at all. But there were extremists who assumed that if someone didn't walk the way they thought they should walk and talk the way they should talk, they were a witch, and they burned them. That was an unbiblical extreme. We have now gone to the opposite extreme, and I'm talking about many in the church. That we don't care about the devil. We don't even believe that the devil is real. And we don't believe that we should separate from him and his work. Well, I got news for you, folks. The devil is real. He is wicked. He is evil. And we are commanded in Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, not to have anything to do with the devil and wickedness and unholiness. Last night, for the Grammys, Variety magazine said, and again, this is their headline, not mine, Sam Smith, Kim Petras brings Satan to the Grammys in unholy performance. Now, isn't it interesting that Variety magazine, a completely secular outlet, said, yeah, that was satanic. It was. Everything about it was satanic. The whole performance was satanic. And I assure you that there were many people in the audience who call themselves followers of Jesus who just sat there and watched. Oh, they may not have agreed with it. They might not have participated in it. But they didn't get up and walk out either in protest. They just sat there. I don't even know that I want to know. But the Grammys have a whole bunch of categories for Christian music. Gospel music, Christian music, worship music. And several people that I have enormous respect for were nominated for Grammys last night in the Christian categories. Some people I have great respect for. Number one, I hope they weren't there. I hope they weren't there. And if they were, I pray that they got up and walked out. I pray that they got up and walked out. I would go so far as to say this, and I suppose this is kind of radical. No, it's not really. The Grammys have gone so evil, and there's no other way to describe it. It's evil. What goes on at the Grammys is evil. It's wicked. It is darkness, and not just the Satan thing. Much of the whole program is just wicked and evil. Well, those are words we don't use very often, right? Wicked, evil. We never hear those words. Why? Because if you use those words, you're some kind of religious fanatic. Hey, somebody calls us a religious fanatic because we believe in wickedness and evil and Satan. Bring it on. go ahead and call us. Call us whatever name you want to. We're just simply followers of Jesus. We're not holier than thou. We're not better than anybody else, but we are followers of Christ. So, number one, I hope they weren't there. Number two, if they were there, I hope they walked out in protest. And if not, shame on them. They sat and observed and watched and participated in a satanic ritual up on the stage, and they stayed there just so they could get recognition from the people who put that performance on and accepted it. Is the adoration of man that important? Well, we were nominated for a Grammy. I mean, we didn't want to leave. If the praise of man has become that important, I feel sorry for you. And I would, okay, I guess this is easy for me to say because I've never been nominated for a Grammy, and I promise you I never will be. So, okay, I would pay no price for what I'm about to say. But considering how wicked the Grammys have become, I would suggest that any Christian artist who has received a Grammy should return them in protest. Thank you for thinking of us, but considering what this organization has become and what you honor, I can no longer keep an award from this kind of organization. And I return it. I think that would be very, very appropriate. And to deepen the sadness, the First Lady of the United States was there on stage to present an award. A TV program and awards ceremony then honored Satan, and the First Lady of the United States honored that whole evening with her presence by being there on stage. She honored what happened. The First Lady of the United States. Remember all the criticism about Melania Trump and what she did in the past? And Melania Trump did some really, really immoral things in the past. Remember the left? You think anybody's going to criticize Jill Biden for participating in an evening where Satan was honored? All right. My rant is over. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.